On Tuesday's front page, a classified U.S. war game forecast a wider regional war if Israel attacked Iran. One conclusion, the U.S. could be drawn in. The owners of the New York Mets came to terms with the trustee for victims of Bernard Madoff. That probably means they won't have to sell the team. And we'll look at the go-to SWAT team in financial crises. The firm BlackRock is exerting influence behind the scenes in Greece. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says a classified war game forecast a wider regional war if Israel attacked Iran. The conflict could draw in the U.S. Officials say the war simulation, as they call it in Washington, was not designed as a rehearsal for actual military action. They also said the results were not the only possible outcome of real-world fighting. But the game has raised fears among top American planners that it may be impossible to head off U.S. involvement. In the war game, the U.S. got pulled in after Iranian missiles struck a Navy warship in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. retaliated by launching its own strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. Here in New York, the owners of the New York Mets scored a major legal victory, one that might well preserve their control of the team. They settled the lawsuit filed by the trustee for victims of Bernard Madoff. The price tag was $162 million. Tuesday's Times says that figure will probably be reduced or wiped out altogether as bankruptcy litigation involving Madoff's bogus investment operation continues. Trustee Irving Picard had initially demanded $1 billion from the Mets owners, saying they had ignored repeated warnings that Madoff might have been a fraud. Mets owners Fred Wilpon and Saul Katz countered Picard was trying to extort a settlement that could have forced them to sell the team. China is trying damage control in a case involving a top official who was sacked last week. Bo Xilai was removed as the Communist Party chief in Chongqing. A leaked report says he'd been plotting to remove the head of police. That would have shut down a corruption case involving his own family. He was a popular and controversial politician whose father had been one of China's revolutionary-era leaders. He was openly seeking a spot in China's top leadership when power changes hands later in the year. In this country, the court fight over health care reform may turn on a 70-year-old legal precedent involving a farmer from Ohio. Roscoe Filburn sued to overturn a 1938 law that told him how much wheat he could grow on his family farm. It also made him pay a penalty for every extra bushel. He lost the case. The decision was the basis for the Supreme Court's modern understanding of the scope of federal power. That's been the issue in lower courts that have heard challenges to health care reform. Times reporter Adam Liptak says it's likely to be crucial to the votes of Justices Anthony Kennedy and Antonin Scalia. Both are considered swing votes. Tuesday's Times looks at the go-to SWAT team in financial crises. The firm BlackRock manages $3.5 trillion in assets, and it's exerting influence behind the scenes. BlackRock employees have been busy while Greece struggled with its debt crisis. They've spent months in Athens poring over loan portfolios from Greek banks. Two of the wealthiest families in France are fighting over a missing Monet. The painting was plundered by the Nazis. Now the chairwoman of the Gallery Lafayette department store claims the Wildenstein family of art dealers is concealing information about it. The canvas vanished in 1941 after a Gestapo raid on a family bank vault. Inside Tuesday's Times, armed Syrian defectors took their uprising into the heart of a heavily guarded and wealthy district of Damascus. Activists and residents said it was the most intense fighting in such a strategic area since protests against President Bashar al-Assad began a year ago. The clashes in Damascus coincided with the arrival of a monitoring team sent by Kofi Annan. He's serving as the special representative on Syria for the UN and the Arab League. He's hoping to start a dialogue in Syria and open the way for humanitarian aid. Apple Computer plans to return some of its cash pile to shareholders. It announced dividends and stock buybacks. That'll cost Apple more than $10 billion a year for the next 3 years. Tuesday's Business Day says Apple pulled in $1 billion a week during the holiday season alone. It has so much cash on hand that the dividends and buybacks won't put much of a dent in its bottom line. A former Colombo crime family boss is on trial in Brooklyn, along with a man who the authorities say was one of his hitmen. Tommy Schatz Joelli and little Dino Saraceno are facing murder and racketeering charges. Prosecutor Christina Posa says the murder crew was methodical in its preparations. They trailed potential victims for days to determine their habits, and then they disposed of the evidence and disposed of the bodies. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.